What's up, everybody? Steve Barton here. We are here for Monday Market Moves. This is what I see happening in the market next week. If you're liking these videos, please hit the like and subscribe button with that little bell notification icon, and you will be notified of future episodes. All right, I'm going to share my screen here. We're going to take a look first at the S&P 500. All right, so going back to the middle of October, we called this back then. We said that S&P was at about 3,500. We anticipated to go up to 39, possibly 4,000, and on the upside, 4,100. Called that like a boss, and it hit 4,000. Not sure if we're going to see 4,100. That would cause it to break that 200-day moving average. It may kiss it and then come back down, but I'm anticipating the S&P 500 has a lot of downside here. I think our next move down, excuse me, is going to be around 3,300. So I anticipate that'll probably happen in a month and a half, 2 months, something like that, continuing to follow this general channel down. And I believe we'll hit a lower low than we've hit here back in October, and that would bring us down around 3,300. That's where I see the S&P. Gold, all right, gold has started to roll over. We hit the 200-day moving average, and now we're starting down a little bit. I see the broad market, and I see the S&P 500 coming down. I see gold getting pulled down a little bit with it, and that's where I see gold. So the bet that I placed last week, I threw it out on Twitter. I didn't have time to make an episode out of it, but I'll put my trades on Twitter if you guys want to follow those the moment I do them. Handle is at SteveBarton101. There's a link in the show notes. All right, so I anticipate that gold is going to go down. So the bet that I placed was on the JDST. Now that is a 2x inverse of GDXJ. So here's GDXJ. This is an ETF of a bunch of junior gold miners. They got a market cap something like 500 to 700 million. So small junior gold miners. And this is generally a leveraged bet on the spot price of gold. So if gold goes down, this usually goes down more. If gold goes up, this usually goes up more on a percentage basis. So the bet I placed was on JDST. I see a short-term pullback here in gold, which should be a short-term bigger pullback on GDXJ, which would be a upside for this by 2x. So if GDXJ goes down by 4%, this will go up by 8. If I'm wrong and GDXJ goes up by 4%, I'm going to lose 8% on this. So I put a stop loss here of $8. There's a gap along here that kind of falls around $8. And if it gets down to that level, then I was just wrong. So that's where I'm going to get out of here. I did place a bet in this before, maybe 5 months ago, and I got out way too soon. I think I made a few percent and then I was out. Should have held on to it. Caveat with this, you do not want to hold this over a long period of time. If you back up the chart here, you'll see that this used to be trading for hundreds of dollars. So this is not meant to be held on a long-term basis. This is short, quick trades for you gamblers out there. You might enjoy this. All right, now the trade of the week. This is one I'm excited about. SRUUF is the Sprott Physical Uranium Trust. And can't put a whole lot of stock in this commodity chart right here, but what we can put a lot of stock in this chart. Get it? Stock? Okay, Sunday pun day. All right. URNM is just kissing this trend line that has been established. And when you look at these trend lines, what you kind of got to do is ask yourself, how many times has it hit this trend line? Because we can just start drawing lines anywhere we want. But really, if it's touched a trend line two or three times, it doesn't mean as much as if it's touched a trend line seven or eight. Okay. And we're approaching many, many touches here along this trend line, enough for me to feel pretty confident of placing a bet. So I'm going to place a bet on URNM tomorrow morning, Monday morning. Hopefully get it around $65. Now, why am I placing a bet on URNM instead of SRUUF? I already have a lot of the physical uranium, and this is the safest play right here. I'm looking for a little bit more leverage, so I'm going to do URNM. URNM has a 13% holding of the Sprott Physical Uranium Trust. So for every 100 bucks you put in there, 13 of it goes to the physical anyway. So I'm totally comfortable with that. I love this trend line here. I'm going to be making lots of phone calls tomorrow. So URNM, bet of the week. And coming up on their dividend pays in December. So pretty cool. All right. I'm going to share my screen here with the URNM website. Right here, we can see the commodity price of uranium is a little over $50. When we go to the Sprott Physical Uranium Trust, we can see that of the 59 million pounds they got, it's trading right now at more than a 9% discount. So in other words, you can buy $100 worth of uranium and it only costs you 91. This is a really good deal. And if you don't have any of the physical uranium, I would start with that. This is the safest play and you know that you're getting it at a good price. All right. We're going to go back to the charts here. There we go. Any other plays that I see? That's about it. I anticipate we'll go over silver here real quick. Silver, I'm hoping it has a better pullback. We touched up a little bit above $22, hit right along that 400 daily moving average. And now we're coming back down and we're riding right along the 200 moving average. I would like to see silver come back down and continue to build a little, generally going up higher. I anticipate silver will come back down a little bit more, maybe around 19, something like that. But if we just chug sideways for a while, that would be good. So we'll see. I think that gold has a tiny bit of downside, and that's where I'll capture that from the JDST and move that cash into something like wheat and precious metals. It would be great if gold and silver came down a little bit, then we could place another bet on wheat and precious metals and get it even cheaper. That is how I see the markets going. And I thank you guys for tuning in. Please hit the like and subscribe, and I will talk to you next time.